السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبدالقادر صاحب دامت وبرکاتہ, اہلن وسہلن ومرحبن تو یو. This beautiful Saturday morning, Mufti Sahib, I hope you are in the best of health. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and Allah take great work of deen from you. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Maana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Zulhijjah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 36, a new surah, a new chapter, Surah Yasin, verses 1 to 4. If you are looking inside the noble Quran, then you will find the following information. You will see within the brackets on the right-hand side 36, meaning that Surah Yasin is the 36th chapter of the Noble Quran. On the extreme right, you will see 83, telling you and informing you that this surah, this chapter, Surah Yasin, comprises 83 verses. Then Surah Yasin, what is the meaning of Yasin and so forth that we will discuss, Makkiyah. Makkiyah means that it was revealed before the migration of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina Munawwara. And remember that if we take Wahi, that if you look at Surah Alaq, chapter 96, then you will find the first five verses were revealed, and therefore there it will be written chapter 1. And if you look at Iza Ja'a Nasrullah, Surah Nasr, so there you will find 114 written, that meaning that was the last chapter to be revealed. So that is according to the Wahi and the way it was revealed. But now, according to the supervision of the Master alayhi salatu salam, how the Quranic verses were placed in sequence and so forth. So Surah Fatiha, that is chapter 1, and Surah Nas, that is chapter 114, and Surah Nasr, Surah Idha Ja'a, is chapter 110. So we should know all these issues before we start making mistakes and so forth, Allah forbid. So now, letter, and if you go to the left-hand corner, then you will find Ruku'atuha 5. You will find that there are 5 ruku's and 5 sections that is in this surah, in this chapter. So in the Quran Sharif, there are 6,236 verses, 114 surahs and chapters, 540 sections and ruku. So why is that there in Fatawa Hindiya? That is what the Arab ulama call it. Our ulama and scholars of Pakistan, India, Indo-Pak scholars call it, remember, Fatawa Alamgiri. 500 of the greatest scholars of that time compiled this great, great book on fatawa and verdicts and rules and regulations. And we find that this happened in the time of Sultan Alamgir Rahimahullah. So there they wrote, if a person who is the imam during Ramadan, and what that person does, that now he recites 20 rakats Taraweeh, as mentioned by all four schools, the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanafis, Hanbalis, and he reads 20 rukus per rakat, per unit. He reads one ruku, one section. So then he will complete the Quran Sharif, remember, on the 27th night, and that is the great wisdom of it. So therefore, we should understand the beauty, the glory of the noble Quran, and thereafter we will understand that, inshallah, why the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim basically means, in the name of Almighty Allah, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. The word Lafzul Jalala, for Allah Jalla Wala, out of respect and reverence, we use the word Lafzul Jalala. So you cannot use the word Allah for anybody, any creation, without the prefix Abdullah for a boy, Amatullah for a girl. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, a mubalagha, a hyperbole, a forms of intensive form. So you will translate it very gracious, very merciful. What is the difference between Ar-Rahman and Rahim? Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman cannot be used for any creation, anybody, anything, without the prefix Abdul Rahman, Ubaidur Rahman for a boy, Amatur Rahman for a girl. But the word Rahim can be used for creation as well. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Ra'ufur Rahim, for the Master alayhi salatu salam. I have an auntie, she's almost 100 years old, Rahima Masi. So in Maimon they say Rahima Masi. The word is Rahima Masi in Stanerton. Allah Jalla wala grant her siha afia. So we see that if you keep your son's name Rahim only, so that is permissible. It will be an attribute, an adjective for him. And you keep your daughter, your niece's name Rahima, so that also is permissible. So therefore, Ar-Rahim is only for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And for creation, we can use the word Rahim and Rahima. Yasin. Now, before we go into the details of it, let's understand the virtues. For every virtue I mention, I'll give you the reference. We are now here in Fajr time. So remember Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith sharif mentioned in Darimi, Sunan Darimi. He's buried there in Uzbekistan. Man qara'a surat Yasin fi sadri nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu. Whosoever reads Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day, before Fajr, after Fajr, I read it normally before Fajr, before I come down to the studio, Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla will fulfill the needs of that person for the day. So imagine great, great virtue in our Darulums. When I was in Darulum Day in Newcastle, I know I was in Newcastle for 20 years, January 81 to 2001, January, our Mawlana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah, the principal founder of Darulum Newcastle, 1973. 2007, he passed away. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Every day he would sit there with the students and they all would be reading Surah Yasin. If Mawlana was ill or gone out, then I used to sit there. So we encourage this. Yeah, in Darum Zakaria, sometimes I go early and I read Fajr Salat there. The students read. So we encourage this practice. Remember that. Imam Malik rahimahullah states in his Mu'atta, Imam Malik, قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم من قرأ ياسين في ليلة ابتغاء وجه الله. Whosoever read Surah Yasin during the course of the night, after Maghrib, after Isha, anytime, solely, only, exclusively for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, غفر له, is forgiven. So make it a habit, make it part of your routine and ma'amul that you will recite Surah Yasin in the early part of the morning and in the early part of the evening, after Maghrib, after Isha, anytime. hadith in Musnad Bazar, O Ummah, O esteemed listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, listen carefully to this hadith in a weekend. If you want, you can do it even in this weekend. Where there's a will, there's a way. Hadith Musnad Bazar, he Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. It is my heart's desire. He, the Prophet Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is saying, أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. Every person who belongs to this Ummah of mine, you accept Almighty Allah Jalla Wala as your Ma'bud, you worship Him alone, you believe in me, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all times, all places, all circumstances. Now it is my desire, every one of you, male, female, adult and child, you should by heart and memorize Surah Yasin. Come on, Ummah, you can do it this weekend. Leave all your TV and your cell phones and hell phones and all the shaitani activities, soccer, cricket and movies. Say Ya Allah Jalla Wala for your love, for the love of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To this weekend, my leisure time, I will use in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Our children, our scholars and them are still on holiday. So before the schools, madrasas open and reopen, let us by a heart Surah Yasin. Third one, fourth one, remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum. The Rawi reporter is Ma'qil bin Yasar, mentioned in Musnad Ahmad and also mentioned in Ibn Majah and Abu Dawood. Mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Inna li kulli shay'in qalba wa qalbul Quran Yasin, Surah Yasin. Everything has a heart, and the heart and nucleus of the noble Quran is Surah Yasin. All the hadith in Tirmidhi, and it goes on, whosoever recites the Quran Sharif, Surah Yasin, once you read it, you will receive the reward of reciting the Quran Sharif completely 10 times. All these ahadith, individually, there is some kalam discussion, but when you combine all of it, it reaches the degree and the rank of Hasan li ghayrihi, accepted. The only people who reject it are those who are dhal and mudwil. Majority of the Salafis in this day and this age are dhal and mudwil. They are Muslim, but they themselves are corrupted and they lead others astray. They will tell you, you can't make qurbani for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will tell you, you can't read Quran Sharif for the deceased. They reject all these ahadith. They reject 20 rakats taraweeh. They reject 3 talaqs is 3. So some crazy things they will tell you. We reject them, and I just put one challenge to them. What you have to say about MBS Murtad bin Shaitan? Tell us what you have to say publicly. Dance all the proper dance, then you will see stars daytime. These are shaitans, because they get money, these scholars, for dollars, and they have to receive money from the Saudi regime. Therefore, they are summun bukmun umyun. They are silent, deaf, and dumb on that issue there. Yasin, what is the meaning? Remember, some ulama said is the name nami ismi grami of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is another name. Imam Malik rahimahullah, only from the 4 schools, says to keep your son's name Yasin is undesirable. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, majority scholars say it's permissible. Yes, we say permissible, but Imam Malik says not a good idea. The second one, then we say that this is the nami of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. He alone knows what it means, because it is al-huruful muqatta'at, the broken letters with the mystic meaning, wa ma ya'lamu ta'wilahu illa Allah, and no one knows the meaning except Him, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. My son, my student, your name is Yasin, and I hate students whose name Yasin flowers. Yeah, he's not far from us. Yeah. So you must remember that. So I would always tell them, if your name is Yasin, see the script of Yasin in the Quran Sharif, Ya and a Sin. But when you write it in Arabic, you can't write it like this. Ta'adduban ma'allah, ta'adduban ma'akalamillah. You show respect to the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Go and read Surah Su'afah, chapter 37, and go and read verse number 130, and there you will find chapter 37, Surah Su'afah, and see verse 130. Salamun ala al-Yasin. Salamun ala al-Yasin. See how the Yasin is written there. So Ya Alif Sin Ya Noon. Ya Alif Sin Ya Noon. So that is how you write your name in Arabic like that. Not like how is it in there. To show respect to the direct speech of Almighty Allah. These are the finer points. Remember this. So we will say it is the Nami Nami Ismi Grami, the Mubarak blessed name of Almighty Allah. But if you keep it for your son, your nephew, your grandson, permissible. والقرآن الحكيم Almighty Allah takes an oath on the Quran. Wow, for qasam, for an oath. Our Shaykh Muhammad Ali Sabuni rahimahullah wrote in so many places, إن الله أقسم على كل ذي شان. Allah Jalla Wala only takes an oath on something which is very, very important and magnificent. The Quran Sharif was, is, will always be Al-Mu'jizatul Kubra, Al-Mu'jizatul Khalida, and what was the best, it was, it is, and will always be the perpetual miracle of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. والقرآن الحكيم. Allah takes an oath by the Quran, which is filled with wisdom. So when there's a qasam, then there is jawab-e qasam. There's a response to that qasam. So Allah Ta'ala responds, the non-Muslims would say, Lasta mursala, you are not the messenger, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Allah says, after taking the oath, Innaka laminal mursaleen, Ya Rasool Allah. O Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you were, you are, you always will be selected from the prophets and messengers, and you were, you are, you always will be the greatest of all messengers and prophets. Ala siratim mustaqim, and you are on the straight path. You set the precedent for humanity and posterity at all times. Surah 21, chapter 21, verse 107. Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. And we have not sent you, but exclusively as the only mercy to the entire universe and creation. Chapter number 33, verse number 40, Surah Ahzab. Wa khataman nabiyyin. You were, you are, you always will be the last and the final messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter number 12, Surah Yusuf, and verse number 108. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Say, Ya Rasool Allah, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is my way, my path. I invite and I call towards Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, with firm conviction, أَنَا, I, وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, and those who follow me immaculately. First and foremost, the Ashab, the Sahaba, the beloved companions and students of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Chapter 12, verse 108. Do you know Quran? Do you read Quran? Do you love Quran? Every day kiss the Quran Sharif and read it, O Ummah. Love the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam. Don't fall in the trap of the Kuffar, Shias and Qadianis. Don't fall in the trap of the Salafis. They are Muslim, but they crooked, remember that. Today, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 15 Zulhijjah, 1445, Gaza genocide, day 260. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Our Hamas, our Jihad Islami has sent four of the Israeli soldiers straight to hell, and many others are waiting in transit, the Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists, 26 of them injured, some of them critically in the past 24 hours. I sent it out to you you last night. What does Israel do? And what does the IDF, the Israeli diaper force, Haramis, and the biggest super terrorists on earth, with America helping them, they complicit in the war crimes and genocide. They murdered and killed, remember, 25 people in a so-called safe zone, Mawasi, yesterday. So that is Israel murdering, killing babies, women, children, and men who are innocent, remember. And what do the ICC do? What do the ICJ do? What the United Nations does? What does America does? In the words of George Galloway, they are pigs with lipstick on them. And George, I agree with you and echo your sentiments. Remember, if it was whiteys involved, then you should see action immediately. Russia invades Ukraine, and within 1-2 weeks, you see action. Yeah, it's going almost for 9 months now, day 260. In 10 days' time, it will be 9 months, and you see nothing happening. So, humanitarian catastrophe. Children are dying because of starvation. People don't have water. People don't have access to medicine and food and everything. This is because of a cursed nation called the Jews. One settler, one bullet. That is what they need. Palestinians raped to death by the Israeli defense force and so forth. Did I say so? Go read the New York Times and go see what is written there. Armenia is a country, it recognizes Palestine. Well done, Armenia. Allah Jalla Wala give all the countries the wisdom to recognize Palestine and kick out the jutlas and the ambassadors. Israel has become the gay capital of the world. And remember, 1/3 of their population are bisexual. They will get busy, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. That is your Israel. Our Jews are a cursed nation, remember that. Almighty Allah has cursed them in various places in the Noble Quran. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will definitely and surely punish them till the day of justice, the worst punishment. Whether it is Hitler, whether it is Hamas, or whether it's Husseini, Abdul Qadir Husseini, not me, Abdul Qadir Husseini, the Mujahid, who passed away in April 1948. Allah grant Abdul Qadir Husseini Jannat al-Firdaus and all our awliyaullah and mujahideen, and Allah give us tawfiq to fight these jutlas on all fields. Smotrich, the Minister of Finance, the big harami war criminal, he wants to annex and occupy the West Bank. Stealing is their second nature. They stole the whole of Palestine, and now they want to steal more. Then they want to steal from Egypt, then they want to steal from Jordan, then they want to steal from Saudi Arabia. These Arab regimes, tenpot dictators, haramis, murtads, and traitors to Islam cannot even understand that. Look at the Hajj. What a disaster for Saudi Arabia. And that is what the Saudis can never ever accept. Criticism and disgrace from Almighty Allah. So the weather, the climate, 50, 51, 52 degrees. So many people, more than 1,500 now or so, have passed away. Egypt, Jordan, Tunisia, all complaining that there were no proper facilities there in Hajj for their people, and they blame their own agents for giving visas and arranging. So where were the authorities to see fake visas and so forth and so on? So all parties must carry the blame. From Egypt alone, more than 600 people passed away. Bibi Netanyahu, Benjamin Ney, that was his name. How many babies have you killed today, you harami, you war criminal? So Bibi Netanyahu, Setanyahu, is at war with everybody. He's at war with the Palestinians. He's at war with Biden and company, Butcher Biden. He's at war with his own army. He's at war with the opposition. And he's the worst prime minister in the history of Israel. But one thing good he did, he showed the true colors of Israeli politicians and their army, the most disgraced and the most immoral army in the world. Egypt, more than 600 dead in Hajj, I told you that. Taiwan says they must learn from Ukraine. Ukraine now knows what is happening. Putin giving them a good thrashing, and Putin occupying more and more of Ukraine and says, I'll never pull back my troops. Very good, Putin, we support you. We want you to become Sulman, become Muslim, inshallah. So Taiwan says, we're preparing. And how? In case China attacks, then we know what to do. Taiwan, China will finish you up in 3 days unless America intervenes. Listen to this story. The richest family in UK, United Kingdom. I repeat, the richest family in United Kingdom, but they settled in Switzerland. You know where? Because they love Zurich and these places. All the dollars and euros and rupees and all the money speaks there. We went there. So there is a family, you must remember, they are called Prakash, and then Kamal, and the son Ajay, and his wife Hindufta or Hinduta or Hinduja or whatever you want to call them, Hinduja. So they're from India originally, multi-billionaires, trillionaires, and they were treating their workers and domestics like slaves, making them work for 17, 18 hours and more. So a whole lot have been sentenced to jail in Switzerland, in Geneva. Well done. You need to teach these mega-millionaires and billionaires a good lesson for 4 years and more. Well done, Switzerland. You must put this Prakash, Kamal and Ajay and all of them. Our Ajay, where is he missing? Oh, Gupta. Who can be an MP in South Africa? Listen to this. You see, it's no more horse trading, it's donkey trading. What I tell you, you must listen carefully. To become an MP in South Africa, you must be a South African. You must be 18 years old and more. You must not be insolvent. So besides that, you can be a racist, you can be a rapist, you can be a murderer, you can be a criminal, you can be sitting in parliament. That's why we got a circus running and comedians running the show. That is your South Africa. We have become a real banana republic, and I'm warning you, remember, this GNU will not last. Remember, very long. Already the cracks are appearing. Now you see, General Bantu Holomisa also joins the party. He says, I'm also part of the GNU. A Texas woman, white lady, and swearing, cursing an Indian woman, you must remember, and telling her, go back to India, and so forth and so on. So she has been sentenced to 2 years community service. These whiteys, majority of them are racist, you must remember. Ukraine and Israel, the cracks are appearing there as well. So Ukraine says, okay, if you say for the Ukrainian people you will not allow them entry, they must have visa, we will do the same. So from 1st of July, Ukraine, Israel will need visas, it seems. That's the direction they're going. Sunak, he is one of the worst prime minister in the history of Britain. He's threatening the youngsters who are 18 years old or 16 years old or whatever the age is there for conscription. He says, if you don't come, then they will be, you must remember, certain punishment for you, and there will be certain consequences. They'll tell him, go to hell, man, you worry about your elections. Saudis, mashallah, this is a good thing Saudis did. My family members arrived yesterday after Hajj. Allah accept everyone's Hajj. So we found out how you came. They said that from Taif, they flew to Doha, Qatar, and from there they flew to South Africa. That's a good move, Saudis. Wake up, use your airports. So make Medina Munawwara much bigger, and inshallah, we can carry much more flights. Jeddah, you should make bigger and have 2-3 different airports there. And you got the means and money, but no brains. And Taif, they're using that now. So that's a good move. You see now, oh, Modi, he is the war criminal and the terror and the person who is the butcher of Gujarat. So he started doing yoga, and the Indians are doing yoga. Foolishly, you will find the Muslim men and women, some of them also doing yoga. Yoga is totally haram in Islam. If you study the history of yoga, just go to Wikipedia, encyclopedia, or any book that is authentic, and see, it is a custom and tradition of the Hindus, got nothing to do with Islam, all haram that. ESCOM can't give us power, but they want to charge us more. And how much more? 44%. That is your South Africa. Bunch of jokers, you must remember. A whole lot need to be fired, including including the ministers running the show. They're all just filling their pockets and so forth. Listen to this story. You know there in Cape Carnival that what happened, the carnival show goes on. So there they sent something to space and some debris fell down. It fell down in a person's house in Florida, near Florida, America, and it destroyed the house. You know the double story. So that couple and family are demanding compensation from NASA and say you have to pay us $80,000, and I agree with them. We must teach these people a big lesson. So the matter is in the court. K-ban lifted in Namibia. You know Southwest Africa? It got its independence from South Africa and became known as Namibia. So now they say, no, gays are alright. We also want Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. Allah's curse be upon you, politicians and people who allowed this. And the Tabligh Jamaat was found not guilty. You see, Indian politics is dirty politics as well. So when the covered, you know, plandemic, scamdemic came, they said, yeah, these Tablighis in this Amuddin, they to blame and all these kind of things. And the politicians and media were going mad. Now they found all of them innocent and said the Tabligh Jamaat had nothing to do with it. So where the media is now, where the politicians are now. So we must always defend the truth, remember that. Inshallah, today 7 to 9 will be Mona Khalid Yaqub, and then 6 to 8 will be Brother Suleiman Esop with Nat Kirat. 2:30 to 3, inshallah, will be Maulana Musa Lahey with his majlis. And now we're starting something new. 1 to 1:30 after the Zohar Azan, wherever I deliver Jummah lectures. Yesterday I was in Kelvin, so mashallah, we will repeat that lecture on Saturdays between 1 and 1:30 after Zohar Azan. Yes, Maulana Salim Kareem, we have 12-13 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah Aziz. Mona Salim.
I just want to know how silly your religion is, because you don't even meet your future partner for less than 5 minutes, then a wedding is prepared. How can you know everything about your partner in 5 minutes? Don't you think this is ridiculous?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My brother, in life, anything you want to discuss, you must look at the consequences. So how good is your system? You first date, and then you smooch, and then you kiss, and sometimes you sleep with her, your partner, or with him, and remember sometimes they make a child and so forth, and go look at your results in any system, man-made system today. Go study your Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, any ism, and go see your divorce rate. You must remember spiraling out of control. I met my wife for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and alhamdulillah, so we based our marriage with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. I got married in 79, brother, just for your information, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, on piety, on the taqwa, fear of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You want to know about the person, so now you ask your family members about that lady, or about that male, or you ask other people who know that family. So Islam brought about a divine system, and the result is you will hardly find divorce. If you just go back 30 years before democracy, there were hardly any divorces in South Africa in the Muslim community. Once democracy came in, the pornography came in, the cell phone, the hell phone came in, and all this Hollywood, Bollywood, then the foolish Muslim want to mimic the Western culture. Now the divorce rate is spiraling out of control. Our way is the way of the prophets and messengers. I'm posing one question to you, brother. Do you think that the prophets David and Dawood alayhi salam, Solomon Nabi Suleiman alayhi salam, Abraham and all of them, Allah forbid, they were dating? They were smooching? I'm asking you. Hasha wa kalla, never ever. They all got married, and when they got married, before that they were chaste, after that they were chaste. And remember, but the fear of Almighty Allah brought about the love and unity and pious children. Where's your children today? Where are you today? Children, most of them druggies, and remember, gay, and they don't know their own. You must remember whether they had Eve or Steve, and the parents, most of them in the old age home. That is what your modern day culture has done, brother, sister. So you tell me which one is silly and foolish and ridiculous.
Mufti Saab, I got my brother a job at my workplace. After he was employed, my brother got me fired so that he could take my position. My brother says he doesn't care. Business is business.
In Arabic, we have a saying, "Sam min kalbak ya'akulka." Sometimes you have a small little puppy. You see that? And then that puppy grows up and becomes an Alsatian and then becomes a bulldog and he wants to eat you up. So that is what your brother did, you must remember. Sometimes you have a student and then he thinks that he's a great sheikh and he wants to eat his teacher up. You see that? Hazrat, I don't know, Mohsarim Karim, if you met Hazrat Mufti Sahab. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, one of the greatest jurors and ulama and muftis Indo-Pak, the subcontinent produced. He passed away in 1976 on the 10th of Shawwal, in the beginning of the year, when he is to give orientation, he is to tell the students, "Jaa al-himaru saghir wa raja al-himaru al-kabir." Sometimes some students, they come here like a small donkey, but then they learn Arabic, they learn tafsir, they learn hadith, fiqh and so forth, then they think they're greater than their teachers and they forget their teachers and so forth, criticize them. They are big donkeys, as Quran says, Surah 62, chapter 62, verse 5, and that is, Allah speaks of the Jewish scholars, the scholars for dollars, Kamathalil Himari Yahmilu Asfara, their example, and the example is good for all Muslim scholars also who are selling the religion. Kamathalil Himari Yahmilu Asfara, they are like donkeys carrying encyclopedias. My brother, you don't worry. You turn to Allah. Everything happens with a decree of Almighty Allah. Read now with me. Chapter 29, verse 30. Chapter 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni ala al-qawmil mufsideen. O Allah, you assist me against the mischief makers, troublemakers. Now you're sitting without a job. You speak to Allah. What you going to say? Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah. You read your 5 daily salat in the masjid and you cry to Allah. Wake up the hajjud time and make istighfar. Allah will open up doors for you. Chapter 65, verses 2 and 3. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Who adopts the quality of taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness, Allah will take you out from difficult situations. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will give you risk and sustenance from such avenues you never expected, anticipated. Chapter 65, verses 2 and 3, brother.
Mufti Sahab, what is the dua to read for getting out of debt?
Remember, dua alone will not help, brother. You need to lead a simple life. When I come to your house, what will I find there? I will find the internet there, the TV there, I will find the videos there, I'll find cell phones there, I'll find cars there. It's all this necessity. 3/4 of it is haram. For you to have internet and all that and TV videos so you can watch Hollywood, Robin Hood and Bollywood and watch the Cricket World Cup and Soccer World Cup and this cup and this. All haram activities, this. So for that we got money. But we say that now I'm overstretched. My income is 5,000, 10,000, but my debts are 20,000. I'm drowning in debts. You will always drown in debts, my brother. You have to make a life-changing move. And that is, I don't have to compete with the Jones. I don't have to dress to impress. Let me lead a simple life. Read this dua. Beautiful dua taught to us by the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a simple life. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ghalabati ad-dayn. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from the debts overpowering me, wa qahri ar-rijal, and the creditors pressurizing me. Open Bulughul Maram, Musnad Ahmad, you will find. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ghalabati ad-dayn wa qahri ar-rijal. But with that, you must learn, get rid of all those TVs and all this, your internet and Hollywood, Bollywood. You don't need 5 cell phones. You only need one and a Nokia. Since when you need a Samsung and this and all this? Just, all this is musty. It's all our own pleasure. Remember that. And then we want to carry on like paupers and look for zakat and say we're drowning in debt. In Islam, that is not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, is it true that the deceased souls come to visit his family every Thursday night asking for Isali Sawab.
Remember, you know, when our people came from Mirzapur, Saharanpur, Dabelpur, Kolwatpur, and Saharanpur, and all this Purpur. So they came with all these stories. They brought one Lal Kitab, one Red Kitab, and they brought it here to South Africa, London, and all the places, West Indies, where they settled, and so forth. So you must remember, it got no basis in Islam. The best book on this topic is Sheikhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, celebrated Shudan. Sheikh Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyah's book Kitab Ar-Ruh, which I have the original, and on page 17 there is written you must read Surah Yasin for the deceased. What you say, Salafi scholars? So for dollars, so you must remember Kitab Ar-Ruh. One person translated it in English, but it is a summary of it, the journey of the soul. That's the English translation, but it's not in detail. It's very, very, you understand, concise translation. So the journey of the soul, Kitab Ar-Ruh. So to say, every Thursday my father, mother come and say that what is Ali Sawab, there's no basis for that. It's a fairy tale. You must remember that every day you must make is Ali Sawab. You don't have to wait for 3 days and 40 days and 100 days. All that is innovations and have no place in Islam.
Mufti Sahab, I will kill my husband if he gets a second wife. However, because Shariat allows them four, how can I prevent him from choosing a second one? But rumors are going around saying that he's checking it out.
So you must remember, but you want to kill him, sister. So I better, your husband better be very careful of you. What you got, the AK-47 or what? You must read AK-255, Ayatul Kursi, AK Ayatul Kursi, and verse number 255, Allahu la ilaha illahu al hayyul qayyum. Tell, وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. Every day when he's alone with you, say, come here, Habib, I want to tell you something. Blow on him, Ayatul Kursi. He'll forget all the second wife, third wife, and that. Tell him you got weekend. Now tell him you're going to teach him Quran. Open Surah 4, chapter 4, verse number 3. Masna wa thulatha wa ruba. You can take 2, 3, 4 wives. Then what Allah says in front? Fa'in khiftum Allah ta'adilu fa wahida. If you fear you cannot do justice, you put 100 husbands today who got 2, 3, 4 wives. 90, 95 cannot do justice. Fa wahida. Then one wife only. So remember, that is what Islam teaches. Justice is the key. So you must blow on your husband and make dua. And inshallah, he will take another one, because you got the AK-255. You got, my sister? Don't speak about killing and all that. All that is shaitani business. Last question, Maulana.
Uftisab, my brother-in-law is a thief. How do I report him to the cops? He rips people off and make them believe his lies.
Remember that it's very easy to say your brother-in-law or your son-in-law or father-in-law or outlaw is a thief. Manid da'a shay'an fa'alayhi dalil. So where's the proof, my brother? I can say you're a crook, you're a thief. I don't know you, but I'm just giving your words. So remember, I need to come with some concrete evidence that how he stole this one share, or what he did with that one's money, or what he did and so forth. Or maybe he's got the glib tongue, he's got the gift of the gift. You see some Molvis and Molanas and Muftis and Mufatiyas, they got that. You must remember that they know how to fool the public, because they know, like politicians, you see, masses are asses. So maybe your brother-in-law is like that, we don't know. So if you've got concrete evidence, go to the police, name him, shame him, and nail him. So that is what our Islam teaches us. Barakallahu fiqh, Masalim Kareem. Inshallah, we'll speak to you again Monday. Tomorrow, no program this time. Tomorrow afternoon, 2 to 4, inshallah, we'll be on. And that is with Hafiz Hussain Wadi, inshallah Al-Aziz, with the Q&A live on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.